1 Kings chapter 7. And Solomon built his own house in 13 years, and he completed all of his house. And he built the house of the forest of Lebanon. Its length was 100 cubits, and its width was 50 cubits, and its height was 30 cubits, on 4 rows of cedar columns. And there were hewn beams of cedar on the columns. And it was panelled with cedar above, on the sides which rested on the 45 columns, 15 per row. And there were 3 rows of overhanging windows, with window light paired with window light 3 times over. And all the entrances and doorposts were square and protruding, and at the front was window light paired with window light 3 times over. And he made a colonnaded portico. Its length was 50 cubits, and its width was 30 cubits. And another portico was in the front of it, with columns and steps in front of it. Then he made a hall for the throne where he judged, the hall of judgment. And it was installed with cedar on the floor from wall to wall. And his house where he stayed had another court inside the hall, which was of similar design. And he made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon took as his wife. All of these were of expensive stone, according to the required dimensions of hewn stone, sawn with a saw for the inside and the outside, and they were from the foundation to the coping stones, and on the outside up to the great court. So it was founded in expensive and large stones, stones of 10 cubits and stones of 8 cubits. And above were expensive stones, hewn stones and cedar according to the required dimensions. And the great surrounding court was of 3 rows of hewn stone, and a row of hewn beams of cedar, and so it was both for the inner court of the house of the Lord and for the hall of the house. And King Solomon sent men to bring Hiram from Tyre. He was the son of a widow, of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a coppersmith, and he was filled with wisdom and skill and knowledge in making all kinds of artisanry in copper. And he came to King Solomon, and he made all his artisanry. And he fashioned the 2 copper columns, and the height of the first column was 18 cubits, and a thread of 12 cubits would go round the second column. And he made 2 capitals to go on top of the columns, cast in copper. The height of one capital was 5 cubits, and the height of the other capital was 5 cubits. And he made trellises, lattice work with tassels, a work in chains for the capitals which were on top of the columns, 7 for one capital and 7 for the other capital. And he made the columns, and 2 rows around one trellis to cover the capitals which were on top of the pomegranates. And he did likewise for the second capital. And the capitals which were on top of the columns were made in the fashion of the lilies in the hall, 4 cubits of them, as were the capitals of the 2 columns, both above and opposite the protrusion which was in front of the trellis. And there were 200 pomegranates in rows all around on the second capital. And he erected the columns for the hall of the temple. And when he had erected the right-hand column, he called it Jachin. And when he had erected the left-hand column, he called it Boaz. And on top of the columns was the lily work. And the column work was completed. And he made the cast artificial sea, 10 cubits in diameter, circular all round, and its height was 5 cubits, and a cord of 30 cubits would fit round it. And below its rim, encircling it all around, were hemispheres, 10 to the cubit, encircling the artificial sea. There were 2 rows of hemispheres, cast integrally. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing northwards, and 3 facing westwards, and 3 facing southwards, and 3 facing eastwards. And the artificial sea rested on them above, and all their posteriors were facing inwards. And its thickness was a handbreadth, and its rim was in the style of the rim of the bud of a lily flower. It held 2,000 baths in volume. And he made 10 copper stands. Each stand was 4 cubits in length, and 4 cubits in width, and 3 cubits in height. And this was the style of the stand. They had borders, and borders between sections. And on the borders which were between the sections were lions and oxen and cherubim. And on the sections was an upward-facing support. and the space under it was for lions and oxen, with wreaths, work facing down. And each stand had four copper wheels, and copper axles, and its four units of axle-bearing surfaces for them, below the laver. The bearing surfaces were cast and were opposite each wreath, and its aperture on the inside of the capital, and what was above it, was one cubit, and the aperture was round, like the basework, a cubit and a half. And also at its aperture were carvings and unrounded square borders. And the four wheels below the borders, and the axles of the wheels, supported the stand, and the height of each wheel was 1.5 cubits. And the construction of the wheels was like the construction of a wagon wheel. Their axles and their rims and their spokes and their hubs were all cast. And the four axle-bearing surfaces were at the four corners of each stand. Its bearing surfaces were integral to the stand itself. And at the top of the stand was a cylinder 0.5 cubit high, all the way around. And on top of the stand were its handles and its borders, which were integral to it. And he engraved cherubim, lions, and palm trees on the tablets, on its handles and on its borders, according to the space on each, and wreaths around it. In this way he made 10 stands, all of them being identical in casting and size and form. And he made 10 copper lavers. Each laver held 40 baths. Each laver was 4 cubits long. There was 1 laver on each of the 10 stands. And he put 5 of the stands on the right-hand side of the house, and 5 on the left-hand side of the house, and he put the artificial sea on the right-hand side of the house in the southern part of the eastern side. And Hiram made the lavers and the shovels and the sprinkling basins. And Hiram finished making all the artisanry which he had made for King Solomon for the house of the Lord, the 2 columns and the bowls at their capitals, which are at the top of the 2 columns, and the 2 trellises to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on top of the columns, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 trellises, 2 rows of pomegranates to each trellis, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals, which were on top of the columns, and the 10 stands and the 10 lavers on the stands, and the single artificial sea, and the 12 oxen under the artificial sea, and the pans and the shovels and the sprinkling basins, and all this equipment which Hiram made for King Solomon for the house of the Lord in polished copper. The king cast them in the tract of the Jordan, in the thickly overgrown land between Succoth and Zarethan. And Solomon stowed all the equipment away because of its very great abundance, and the weight of the copper was not investigated. And Solomon made all the equipment which was for the house of the Lord, the golden altar and the golden table on which the showbread is put, and the 5 lampstands on the right and the 5 on the left in front of the place of address. They were of seamless gold. And the flowers and the lamps and the golden snuffing tongs, and the drain pans and the snuffers and the sprinkling basins and the ladles and the fire pans of seamless gold, and the hinges for the doors of the inner house, to the Holy of Holies, and for the doors of the temple building, again of gold. All the artisanry which King Solomon made for the house of the Lord was completed, and Solomon brought in the holy articles of David his father, and he put the silver and the gold and the equipment in the treasuries of the house of the Lord.